People dealing with serious mental illnesses are waiting months and sometimes years to get treatment. WITF's Brett Schultes reports it's a problem across the Commonwealth.
I really like to swim. I like to go shopping during the holidays. And I like to talk to Aaron, of course, when I feel like down or whatever.
Samantha Valley is an outgoing 24-year-old with a big smile. She's also a familiar face at Dauphin County's case management unit. Known also to her friends as Sam, she sits down to share her story.
I was adopted when I was 7. I did have a bio mom when my parents took me from her because she wasn't fit for taking care of me properly.
Samantha is part of the 4% of all people in the U.S. who have battled a serious mental illness.
ADHD, ADD, bipolar, and depression. And I take meds for them.
According to her case manager, Valley is also right on the borderline of being considered intellectually disabled. Sam's life has been tough. She spent her first 7 years in foster care. When she turned 18, her adoptive parents had her placed in community residential rehabilitation, which is housing and mental health care that's funded through the state.
Then I went to Sons of Mary. Then I went to the Top House. Then I went to Taylor Park, and then I'm living with my parents now.
The state placed her in an apartment by herself, but she says it didn't go well, and she ended up back with her adoptive parents.
It was hard. It was really, really, really hard.
Her adoptive dad, Dan Valley, says Sam needs full-time support.
You know, we are not trained professionals. Yes, we love her. We raised her. But she is in a position in her life where she needs a fairly constant amount of supervision.
Sam is one of 40 people in Dauphin County on a wait list to get residential care. She's been waiting 4.5 months.
But because of the way the system works and the testing, she falls short of that.
Her case manager, Aaron Goodyear, sits in during our conversation. Goodyear says she's pushing to get Sam a community residential rehabilitation spot at Keystone Mental Health Services.
Housing waits, it can be over a year easy for them to get into certain programs. Like she was talking, the Tap House was one of the places she was at. They only have 3 individuals that can stay there for up to 2 years. So there could not be a slot for 2 years open up.
Because of Sam's mental health diagnosis, the state is required to provide her with treatment using funds that used to go into the state mental hospital system. Goodyear says Sam also exhibits an intellectual disability, but because the school system never labeled her with one, she doesn't qualify for some types of housing.
Actually, if she was able to properly qualify for an ID waiver, she could get a lot more supports.
That part of Samantha Valley's story is kind of unique to her. But at the Dauphin County Mental Health Intellectual Disabilities Office, Director Dan Eisenhower says every person's story is a bit different. The common factor is thousands of people across Pennsylvania who qualify for mental health services aren't getting them.
Our capacity to serve high-need people is stretched thin. And so we end up with waiting lists for our most intensive services.
In 2006, Eisenhower helped to close Harrisburg State Hospital, which housed people with mental illnesses and intellectual disabilities. For each hospital that closes, the state allocates a certain amount of money to the counties the hospital used to support. The money goes from the county agencies, such as Eisenhower's, to a combination of nonprofits and private companies that provide the services.
To be able to make the change, you know this is largely about money.
Dauphin County Commissioner George Hartwick joins the conversation by speakerphone.
The ownership of those antiquated beasts, all of the personnel costs, and they're still, even at our current old facility, State Hospital of which the county is hopefully in the position of getting ready to take over the land lease with the state. I mean, it still costs the state about $10 million a year to upkeep the facility.
Hartwick notes Dauphin County's funding hasn't increased since the hospital closed and actually decreased 10% under Republican Governor Tom Corbett in 2012. That's despite what he says is an increase in need for mental health services.
All we've seen is a one-time allocation and then from that point on, continued cuts.
This isn't an isolated problem. A look at state data shows funding has remained more or less flat across the Commonwealth, and Cumberland, Franklin, and Fulton counties also confirmed long waits for people trying to get into housing or receive treatment.
Thank you, dear.
All done?
Yes, all done. Sam.
At least it wasn't pouring and raining outside.
For Samantha Valley and others with serious mental illnesses, the lack of funding means not only is she not getting supportive housing, she also isn't getting enough FaceTime with a therapist. Right now, she sees her doctor about every 3 weeks, according to her case manager, Aaron Goodyear.
He's working on trying to find her a therapist, but there's also long waits to get into therapy. So she's been in therapy before, but she wants to start back up.
How often should she be going to therapy?
Probably once every week, once every other week. It's pretty important, especially with everything going on in her life right now.
Sam says therapy helped her during tough times, like when her mom was going through cancer treatment.
So she had chemo, radiation. It was really, really hard for me. And my dad and I almost lost her.
Or when Sam lost her part-time job at Hershey Park after struggling to find transportation and missing too many shifts.
But I used to make pizzas. I used to put them in the oven. I was really good at my job at Hershey Park. Like, I really, really, really liked it.
Valley says she's doing all right, but she's pretty anxious about trying to find a new home and looking for a new part-time job.
I know, trust me, I've been there. And talking to someone like a therapist or a doctor can really, really, really help the one person. And I have some advice. If you overcome depression, you can overcome anything. Like, I overcame so many obstacles in my life. Wow, I sound like a therapist right now.
Sam seems kind of tough and resilient, but when she speaks, she's also giving herself advice. With no funding increase in sight and no spots available, Sam joins thousands of other Pennsylvanians battling mental illness who are also stuck waiting in a system that isn't working for them. In Harrisburg, I'm Brett Schultes.